Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
We're back. It's 12 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and I'm glad you're here. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and askjim.biz. Smallbusinessadvocate.com is the flagship. That's almost 10-year-old website there where you can go and find the show. Lots of different ways of using the show, the individual interviews that we do, the archives that are there, thousands and thousands of archives, thousands of articles, hundreds of Brain Trust members, lots of stuff. You can subscribe to my free newsletter, which I really encourage you to do. It has a whole new look this summer, and I think you'll like it. Our readers have really enjoyed the new look and the new features that we have there, so please check that out when you get a chance. All that's free. Everything's free. The blog is also there. You can check that out. We update that every weekday. And, of course, AskJim.biz is our knowledge base, the world's only knowledge base for small business owners. Go there and ask a question and get your answers. Donna Finn is our guest, ladies and gentlemen. Donna is contributing editor to Inc. magazine. She's the author of The Alpha Dogs. She spends a lot of her time talking about leadership. And we're going to talk a little bit about leadership with a little bit of a different twist this visit. Donna, welcome back to the show.
Thank you very much, Jim. How are you?
Doing great. It's good to talk to you again, as always. You guys had your lead story, I think, this month was on some of the young folks, wasn't it?
Right. This is actually on Inc.com, on the website. The lead story last week was the 30 coolest American entrepreneurs under 30 years old. And I wrote the introduction to that piece and also the profile of the lead company. And it's a subject that I'm really excited about these days. I would like my next book to be about these Generation Y entrepreneurs, because I really do think that they are changing the world of entrepreneurship.
Now, are these the trailing end of the Gen Xers, or are they Gen Ys?
I thought the
Gen Xers went all the way back to like the early 20s, and the Gen Ys picked up below that.
Nope. Gen Y, the oldest Gen Yers are just turning 30. Yeah, so after older than 30 is Gen X, and Gen Y begins, I don't know, anywhere you... there are various people who say various things about where it begins. The years that I use typically are those born between 77 and 94 are in Gen Y, and that seems to be how most people define it.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, it's the Gen Ys are basically the people who we talk about are in their 20s.
So what is it about what makes this generation unique?
Well, I mean, I think, well, first of all, they're the first generation to grow up with absolutely no memory of not having interactive digital technology, and so
they're digital natives, aren't they?
They're what?
They're digital natives.
Yeah, they absolutely are. They're extremely comfortable with technology. You know, not necessarily technology for technology's sake. They're not really geeks, but they're very comfortable with using technology as a tool. So even if they're starting very sort of businesses that you wouldn't think of as being technology businesses, they're using technology to promote their businesses, to market their businesses. You know, but you'll find them all on MySpace and Facebook and even YouTube.
These are kids who come home and say, "Mom, I went to a museum today. There was something called a big pen and a manual typewriter there. It was really cool."
Well, yeah, the manual typewriter, yes, that's a thing of the past. Thank goodness it's a thing of the past. But, you know, they envision themselves as starting more than one company. They're probably serial entrepreneurs, most definitely. Or they will be serial entrepreneurs. Some of them enter college.
Of course, Donna, all of them aren't going to be entrepreneurs.
No.
I say an entrepreneur from the standpoint of of being an owner. I mean, all everybody in this generation, like my generation, the boomers, are not going to be entrepreneurial owners. But in the 21st century, I hope that they're getting the message. You can answer this question for me. Are even those who maybe aren't going to start their own business, are they getting the message that if they're going to be successful in the 21st century, they at least have to be entrepreneurial employees? What do you think?
Oh, I think that's absolutely true. But the flip side of that, Jim, is the companies that they work for have to let them be entrepreneurial employees.
That's right.
Because these kids are, you know, people say, oh, they're distractible. Well, yeah, they're distractible. They're easily bored. And so they need to, if they're engaged and stimulated, they will be the best employees in the world. I mean, I don't buy all the complaints about these kids. I mean, I just think that they work and they think in a different way. And if employers know how to use that to their advantage, they've got an amazing resource. And if they don't use it to their advantage, then they're going to lose them. Because
well,
when kids get bored, they leave.
Well, the thing that I think has to happen, I don't know how well it's going to happen, but I think it should happen, is that 20th century managers who, like me, who came up in the 20th century and who are managing these young people in the 21st century. I have some of your group working for me, Donna, and so I have to make a move toward them. But I also think that this is a generation that has grown up having it a lot their way. And I think it would be wise for them to also make a move toward us. What do you think?
Oh, I think that's true. But I also remind people, especially people my age and your age, when they make that comment, who made them that way? Their parents.
Well, of course, in my case, it would be my children.
Your children, right? Okay.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I think you know these Gen Y people, they grew up as the children of of what we call helicopter parents. These are the parents who were very involved in their lives, who you know had them at every possible after school activity,
right.
You know, sort of drummed into them that they could, you know, be and achieve whatever they.
That the world revolved around them.
Yeah, well, exactly. So, you know.
Yeah.
But the other thing is that this generation is closer to their parents than any other generation. American Express did a survey a few months ago comparing Gen Y entrepreneurs to baby boomer entrepreneurs. And there were some interesting stats on how close these kids felt to their parents as opposed to how close baby boomers felt.
Hold on to that thought, Dana. And of course, some of that closeness turns into the boomerang generation too, right? The ones who leave and come back. 20 after. We're going to be right back with our good friend Donna Finn. She's the author of Alpha Dogs, How Your Small Business Can Become a Leader of the Pack. Stay with us. I'm Jim Blassingame. It's 23 after the hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. We're visiting with Donna Finn. She's the author of Alpha Dogs. And Donna, give us your website and tell us where the book's available.
Oh, sure. My website is www.donnafinn.com. And the book is available in hardback and paperback now in basically all your bookstores and on the web as well at amazon.com and from my friends, 800CEOREAD.
And also, folks, Donna's got a new book that she's working on that we'll be talking to you about one day in the future on these young people, this Gen Y group of people who are small business owners, who are entrepreneurs. And Donna, we look forward to hearing about that. But we do have the advantage of her telling us about these folks right now. Donna, when it seems to me that one of the advantages that this young generation, this youngest generation has over my generation is that they have no fear. And by that I mean even when I was, you know, in my 20s, you know, in some ways I had no fear, except that even back in those days, you know, back in the 70s, late 60s, early 70s, even though I was young and invincible, so to speak, I still had the fear of, you know, we all had the fear of, you know, making sure we got a good job and that we got one that we could hang on to. We were still in the mode that we might actually have a job that we'd have for the rest of our lives. There was still that, we still had that belief back in those days. Which obviously within a few years went away, but now these young people, they don't think like that, do they?
No, they don't, and thank goodness. I mean, I just think to sort of, you know, have this mentality that the job that I get today is the job I'm going to retire from in 30 years. I would, you know, I would run screaming. But I mean, I think they have a different idea about careers. The traditional career, I think, is going to be dead. This is a generation who envisions themselves on that, if they're entrepreneurs, having many companies. If they're not entrepreneurs, having many jobs. They're looking to create lives for themselves, not necessarily lifetime careers. And the other thing I think that that makes them a little more fearless is, as you alluded to before the break, they do seem to have a safety net. You know, you do hear about kids moving back home after college. It's wildly expensive now and difficult to go out on your own and very competitive. And they're the children of a generation of people who have accumulated a lot of wealth and who are poised to inherit even more wealth as we have this intergenerational wealth transfer coming down the line. So these kids are going to have resources at their disposal, probably more than we did, and a better safety net probably than we did.
How does that make them different entrepreneurs from the older entrepreneurs?
Well, I think a couple of things make them different. I think that they're more willing to, they'll take risks. I mean, they're definitely, in this American Express survey that I mentioned earlier, 72% of Gen Y entrepreneurs said they enjoy taking risks, while only 53% of older entrepreneurs, baby boomer generation, said they were risk junkies. And so when you have that safety net, you are more willing and more able to take risks. But also remember that I think a lot of the barriers to entry and to starting a business have disappeared. I mean, and that's technology is largely responsible for that, I think. So.
Do you think that money is more of a way to keep score for them and less intrinsic as it was for my generation?
I don't think money is a way for them to keep score at all.
I think it's not as important to them as maybe it was the older generations.
No, I don't think it is. I don't think it is. I think the kids that I've spoken to, I have to stop calling them kids because it makes them sound too young and me sound like an old lady.
Exactly.
But these younger entrepreneurs, I think they're very, so many of them are focused on really making a difference in the world, Jim. That's what's really inspiring to me.
We run
across people who have companies that are teeny tiny and they've already made this commitment to, you know, donating X percent of their sales or their profits to, you know, to the causes that they care about. So I think you see a lot of social responsibility.
So do you see less greed when you and I are clipping our Social Security coupons, Donna, you know, decades from now, for you especially, do you see there less greed in the marketplace?
Oh, I don't know if I'd go that far. I mean, are these kids less? I mean, are these young entrepreneurs less greedy than I don't know. I don't like to define a generation like that, and I don't like to even define our generation like that. But I think that they look at the world more holistically than older generations have in the past.
They certainly see a global perspective, whereas I certainly didn't 35 or 40 years ago.
Yeah, that's true. That's absolutely true. They do see a global perspective. So many of them are. You know, they're traveling at a very young age. My daughter, who is not even 18, spent a week in Nicaragua building a school this summer and wants to go to Ghana next year. And so, I mean, this is not unusual. I mean, she's not unusual.
Their world truly is flat, isn't it?
It really is.
Donna, give us that website one more time.
Sorry?
Give us your website one more time.
Oh, it's www.donnafenn.com.
And that's Donna Fenn with two N's on the end. Hey, Donna, thank you for being here. Good job today. Let's see you next time.
Okay, very good. Bye, Jim.
See you later. Quick break. Right back with Tom Masucker. We're going to do a little branding talk when Tom joins us. Stay with us. I'm Jim Blasingame.
Tell me the truth if you have to. Say what you see, but don't ask me why. Love never seems to last you.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.